Philip Saint-Papier, actually, these urgent care. Today's date is 01/05/2026. Dictation is for Martha Alvarez. Alvarez spells A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. Martha spells M-A-R-T-H-A. Date of birth is 04/28/1972. This is a ...53-year-old female, here for routine follow-up. Your next paragraph, Ms. Martha has a history of diabetes, type 2, hypertension. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period? Next paragraph, review assistant patient. Says she still has the numbing pain that goes down to her leg. And today also complained of flank pain, period. She says she has some chills and myalgia also, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems for review were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 156 over 96. Pulse 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.1. Period. Next paragraph. Back. Tenderness to the right flank. And the next line, there's tenderness to the midline. No step off. No crepitus. No muscle stiffness. Period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigid, xenomeningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended for secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding normal bowel sounds. Period. No tenderness about patient. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is UTI. Number two, flank pain. Number three, back pain. Number four, diabetes type 2. Number five, hypertension. Number six, medication refill period. Next paragraph. Today we did an ultrasound of patient's kidneys. Does reflect kidney stones without hydronephrosis. Prior visit, we did ultrasound. Kidney stone was present. And it appears to be in the same general area. Patient was referred to a urologist for 4D evaluation period. Next paragraph, a urinalysis was done. Urinalysis showed leukocyte esterase, negative nitrite, negative protein, negative blood, negative glucose period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: metformin, extended release, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, gabapentin. Please include in the assessment neuropathy. Next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, gemfibrozole. 600 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Also, please include hypercholesterolemia in our diagnosis. Next paragraph. Patients had last labs drawn on Question 08/12/2025. A review of labs revealed elevated cholesterol. Triglycerides 387. Total cholesterol 256. A glucose mildly elevated at 115. Patient is currently on medication for these conditions. Period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to take medication exactly as prescribed. Come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nurse emergency room for your clothes. End of dictation.